malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. You can be a part, 844-967-2789. Let's get on to President Joe Biden trying to make your life a little easier at the gas pumps today. The headline at the Hill, Biden announces largest ever oil reserve release. Not even sure if I agree with this, but, you know, I do currently use some oil and some gas, so I hope it's a good thing. Morgan Chalfant and others at the Hill. The White House on Thursday announced plans for the largest ever release of oil from the United States strategic reserves. It said in a fact sheet that it would release an average of 1 million barrels per day for the next 6 months, resulting in a total release of about 180 million barrels. In remarks on the plan Thursday, Biden called on the oil industry to produce more while also criticizing industry profits. Do more, make less. Hurry up. Let's play some sound from the President of the United States, Joe Biden, my guy. Cut number 30, if you would. You know, gas prices really shouldn't hinge on pooty poot. Play it.
Our family budgets, your family budgets to fill a tank, none of it should hinge on whether a dictator declares war.
No, it's all your fault, Joe Biden. Just ask CJ. More from President Joe Biden. Cut number 31. A multi-part plan. I love this plan.
I'm laying out a two-part plan, not only to ease the pain that families are feeling right now, but to end this era of dependence and uncertainty.
Now, the Russian invasion certainly has had an effect on the prices. The president does acknowledge that. Cut 32, please.
The start of this year, gas was about $3.30 a gallon. Today, it's about averaging $4.20, $4.22. It's higher in many states. Nearly a dollar more in less than 3 months.
Well, I would point out here in the state of Wisconsin, gas prices are on the drop. Now, I filled up the other day, $92. That was a little bit of a bite in the you-know-what. But, you know, then get a hybrid. Get an electric car. You know, good luck finding one currently. But, you know, if you had the foresight, like our friend Darcy, she drives a plug-in, right? More from President Joe Biden. You know, if only I'd thought ahead. Oil companies, well, they have a choice. They don't have to stick it to us, do they? Cut 33.
They have a choice. One, they can put those profits to productive use by producing more oil, restarting idle wells, or producing on the sites they already are leasing. Giving the American people a break by passing some of the savings on to their customers and lowering the price at the pump. Or they can, as some of them are doing, exploit the situation. Sit back, ship those profits to the investors, and while American families struggle to make ends meet.
You can't spell exploit without Exxon. I'm pretty sure. I didn't do all the letters, but I'm pretty sure. Biden says use it or lose it. Cut 34.
To help execute this first part of my plan, I'm calling for a use it or lose it policy. Congress should make companies pay fees on wells on federal leases they haven't used in years, and acres of public land they're hoarding without production.
More from the president, Joe Biden, doubling down. Cut 35, please.
We need to double down on our commitment to clean energy and tackling the climate crisis with our partners and allies around the world.
Yeah, it always seems quite contradictory to me. Let's release the oil. Let's drive down the oil prices. Let's stimulate more oil production because, you know, we really need to get to a economy with less oil production and less oil usage. And that's going to result probably, at least in the short term, in higher prices. So it always seems quite contradictory to me, you know, but
It's almost like these things are dependent on things like supply and demand.
Joe Biden does talk about what he can do to, you know, perhaps control these supply lines, at least for battery materials. Cut 36, please.
I'm issuing a directive to strengthen our clean energy economy. I'm going to use the Defense Production Act to secure American supply chains for the critical materials that go into batteries for electric vehicles and the storage of renewable energy, lithium, graphite, nickel, and so much more.
You know, you can make those batteries out of hemp. You know that, Joe? There was legislation. We're going to get to Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Marijuana, a topic in the House these days. Cut 37, President Joe Biden, not sure, you know, when they're coming down or how much they're coming down, but I sure do hope they're coming down. Very reassuring. Cut 37.
They're already come down. My guess is we'll see it come down, continue to come down. But how far down, I don't think anyone can tell. And there's going to be a slight delay.
Yeah, because oil companies like to stick it to us and exploit us, the consumers, you know, then that little lag time. That little lag time adds to the bottom line. One more from President Joe Biden. It will come down significantly. I sure do hope so.
It will come down. And it could come down fairly significantly. It could come down the better part of, you know, anything from 10 cents to 35 cents a gallon. It's unknown at this point.
Well, that would be less significant than I would hope for. But anyways, Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House, also answered some questions and gave some talking points here on the gas prices. Nancy Pelosi, cut number 10, if you would, Fancy Brian. It is in our interest to alleviate this problem.
There is very interest in our caucus in stopping price gouging on the part of the industry. It's about passing on whatever we might pass to alleviate the price at the pump.
You know, I heard earlier today, and I trust the source, corporate profits have never been higher than they were in 2021. Never. Never higher than they were in 2021. So when you hear about this inflationary pressures, think corporate greed. Think corporate profit. And corporations exist to make profit. I own a couple corporations. I'd sure as hell like to make some profit. But I will tell you, profits have never been higher for Americans' corporations. So just keep that in mind. More from Nancy Pelosi. What's the plan, Nancy? Cut 11.
The immediate is to bring down that price. We want there to be no price gouging. We have other proposals that members have that relate to having the industry pay for whatever we have to put out there to alleviate the financial pain.
Well, a windfall profits tax, as my guy Bernie Sanders has proposed, I'd be down for that. What about a gas tax holiday? Apparently, Nancy Pelosi, she shares my opinion. That ain't a good idea. Come back with cut 12, please.
You cannot write a law that requires them to pass it on. That's just the way it is. We've tried every which way. You can have moral suasion. You could encourage. You can incentivize. You cannot require it.
No, you cannot. Not my understanding. More from Nancy Pelosi. The gas tax holiday pros and cons. Cut 13.
The pro is very showbiz. Okay, let's just do something. There it is. But it is not necessarily landing in the pocket of the consumer. It's taken out of the trust fund. We have to pay for that to return it.
One more, at least on this topic, maybe a couple more from Nancy Pelosi. She does blame the increase, the rise in gas prices on Putin. I think it is appropriate to blame him in part. But here she is. Play it for the people, if you would. Putin's fault. 14.
Putin definitely contributed to this gas hike. So I'm not saying it's all his. No, but it's largely his.
Now, I want to jump ahead here, Fancy Brian. It looks like we've got just a little bit more, perhaps, on the Green New Deal here. Cut number 18, Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
The price of oil is an indicator, or the price of gas at the pump is an indicator. Putin has exacerbated it. But we cannot allow the fossil fuel industry to use this as an excuse to reverse everything we're doing to save the planet.
You know, one industry that is actually very competitive, mostly on a state-by-state level, but very competitive. One industry where you have not seen rampant inflation, the legal cannabis industry. Now, it's not federally legal, but there is a legislative piece up before the Congress. Nancy Pelosi did address this today. I want to play it for the people. Fancy Brian, cut number 17. Nancy Pelosi on the cannabis bill.
Well, this is the decriminalization of it. It's the decriminalization of it. And the fact is many states have already done that. And so this is consistent with what is happening in many states across the country.
I'm not exactly satisfied when Democrats talk about decriminalization, but, you know, it'd be a step in the right direction. Shouldn't be a Schedule One narcotic. Hell, I can drive 45 minutes south, get to Illinois, where they're probably listening on WCPT 820 AM, and let you know that legal marijuana is just across state lines.
Let's not forget the only reason why it is a Schedule One drug is because of the ambition of Richard Nixon, because he can't lock up the hippies and he can't lock up black people, but he can lock up people for smoking weed.
Yeah, the war on drugs. Go drugs. A little bit more here. Nancy Pelosi on COVID. Cut number 15, if you would. We'll clean up the Nancy sound.
This is shameful. We have to get the money. It's not going to last this past probably June 1st.
Now, there is questions about funding for future coronavirus waves. And, you know, just because we got through the Omicron, the, you know, last wave, doesn't mean there's not going to be additional waves of this pandemic. So you better fund them. You better be prepared for them. I think that's in part what she's talking about. A little bit more from the speaker. Cut 16, please.
I think what the Republicans are doing is either they don't care or they don't know. But it is wrong.
Well, they don't care, Nancy. They just don't care. They got theirs. They got their ivermectin. They'll be just fine, they think. A couple more on the topic of U.S. assistance. What do we call him? Associate Justice, insurrectionist husband, Clarence Thomas. What she think on that topic? Cut 19, please.
People say from time to time, well, it's a personal decision of a judge as to whether he should recuse himself. Well, if your wife is an admitted and proud contributor to a coup of our country, maybe you should weigh that in your ethical standards.
Yeah, you would think. You'd want to weigh a coup d'etat effort by a justice's spouse. Now, I don't know, Nancy. I think you perhaps being a skosh hyperbolic, I don't know that Ginny confessed so much to the insurrectionist part. Just the being at the party till, you know, it got a little uncomfortably cool. One more, Nancy Pelosi. Then we're done. Again, the topic, Clarence Thomas. Cut 20, please, Brian.
I don't think he should have ever been appointed, so let me take it back to there.
Well, I don't think we're rolling that one all the way back. You know, the Democrats are mad as hell about Clarence Thomas. What to do about Clarence Thomas? Well, here's the thing. There's not a hell of a lot you can do. There really isn't. It is up to the justice whether or not he will recuse over the topic of January 6th. Now, John Roberts has got to be losing his freaking mind because he's the one who is seeing the taint on the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah, it's not a pretty sight. And you think that bothered John Roberts, his reputation. It is the Roberts Court. And if you truly have a spouse of an insurrectionist, whether or not she's confessed yet, that'll come later, perhaps at trial. But yeah, it poses a little conflict of interest. And you can't make him recuse himself. And probably, under current circumstances, you can't impeach the man, or you would have done so more successfully with Donald Trump. So you can be mad as hell, Democrats, but Clarence, he's on the court. Probably. Till the day he dies. Come back, more Devil's Advocates. More warm thoughts for you. 844-967-2789. Phone lines open.
You're a communist.
Do I look like a socialist? Look at my career, my whole career. I am not a socialist.
Communism is just a red herring.